I'm not saying that you shouldn't bring your problems to a pastor, but if a man, as my dear husband, has a gift of evangelism, I have said, now, Jim, I will free you joyfully to lead people to Christ. But it's not always easy to free him for hours and hours with someone who should obey the Lord in the beginning and get on with it. Do you see what I'm talking about? So it's not an either or. Sometimes a counseling is very important. And Mary Lou, I think, was saying to me, was it you that said, well, it's neat when you see somebody being counseled once and they go on and it's great. You just rejoice with what's happening to them because they've had the counseling and they've done something about it. But the counseling where five or six people are consulted ad infinitum, it's very draining on the ministry. But be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. With this in closing, Miss Webster Smith was a missionary in Japan, and I had known her in Canada. And then when I was to go to Japan, you had to have a place to live, and so she sponsored me, and I went and lived with her in Tokyo for the first year and 2 months. I have never known a more steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord missionary than Miss Webster Smith. We all called her Sensei, which means teacher. And I've just got an armload of stories about Sensei, but I won't go into them. But I often wondered, how was Sensei going to take to retirement? Well, she was, I think, in London after she retired from Japan, and she was going to speak at a meeting, and a man was escorting her to the meeting in a taxi, and he said later he heard a little gasp, and he turned, and Sensei had gone to be with the Lord. In the taxi, en route, and I thought, what a way to go. How great, because that's just exactly what she would have wanted. And she left a rich heritage of people that she had reached for the Lord. I have the book on her life, written by Russell Hitt, and I don't think it's been reprinted, so I can't recommend it. Go find it in a bookstore, but sometime, if you read it, you would find that this woman operated. She'd had a purse snatcher in Japan, and she was Irish, and she hung onto her purse, and so he threw her against one of the many stone walls that you find in Japan. And it broke the retina of her eye, and so she had very little sight in one eye and no sight in the other. And did that hinder her ministry? No way. She'd set out from the house sometimes, and she'd say, the Lord's told me I have to go to thus and so. And I said, well, how are you going to get there, Sensei? It was in 48 when things weren't very settled in Japan. And she said, oh, the Lord will provide. Sure enough, some American Army jeep would come along the street, and she'd flag them down. And she'd say, I want to go thus and so, and they'd take her. She could get away with everything there, that woman. But she was steadfast and unmovable, and she abounded in the work of the Lord. And if there's anyone who gets the well done, good and faithful servant, it would be Miss Webster Smith. Now, I've known many of these dear people. Corrie Ten Boom would be another who would have an abundant entrance. But that doesn't mean that you and I can't have. And so if you value his well done, good and faithful servant, you'll be steadfast, unmovable, and abounding in his work. Shall we pray? Father, would you please take all that has been heard and given from your word? Will you use it in our lives? Remind me, as I trust you'll remind all these ladies. We pray most of all that we'll seek your approval more than the approval of man, that we'll obey you, whether anyone else around us obeys you. Most of all, we pray that will be able to bring glory to your wonderful name. Thank you for all the help given by the different ones. Thank you for the friendships formed. Thank you for the decisions that have been made. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.